The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio. And happy belated Valentine's Day to everyone. And we think about all the things that happen just during this weekend. And we are so lucky to have our wonderful Daphne Davis with us from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, did you have a nice Valentine's Day?
We did. My husband and I went up to Anacortes and we spent some time up there north of Seattle. And
My hometown.
We had some fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, I love Valentine's Day is really an important time, not necessarily. It's not to me about roses and flowers and all that stuff, but it's about connection.
Yeah.
And it's about really, you know, taking the time to just really acknowledge, you know, the people that you love, not only your significant other, but, you know, other people.
Right. And it is a good time to just kind of check out and say, I want to just smell the roses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
but maybe it's a good metaphor. It is. And maybe just to focus on yourself and the things that mm-hmm. you enjoy about yourself mm-hmm. and the people that are around you.
Yeah.
Your family, perhaps, mm-hmm. or there's significant people that give you support.
Right.
You know, just to kind of say, I appreciate you.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
And in the month of February, Answers for Elders is really focusing on health and wellness, which really... Daphne's going to be with us, everyone, for the entire hour, which I know most of our listeners are going to be very excited about because she's definitely a fan favorite. And, you know, I have asked Daphne to kind of go through Daphne Davis's wellness formula, you know, because you really talk about the whole picture. You know, it's a more of a holistic thing. And you always have been this information
yes.
post of, you know, how do we navigate through, you know, the process of changes. But a lot of that is how do we keep our head above water, not only from, you know, the senior side, obviously, but from the family as
yes,
well.
Yes, exactly.
And so...
So I'd like to yeah. kind of start on just that whole body thought. If we think about body, mind, and, you know, spirit, just a holistic mm-hmm, kind of approach, but thinking about your body and just the physical health that we need. And mm-hmm. as we have more birthdays, there are definitely changes in our machinery, our body.
Very true.
And it is a machine, and it does need to have some tweaking and some oil changes and some
right.
tune-ups. And so to not be afraid of doing those things so that we can keep it at optimum
exactly.
efficiency. Mm-hmm. So... moving away from that, though, there are three kind of areas to think about. And I want you to all kind of picture a three-legged stool in your mind.
Okay.
So three legs, and each one of those legs of the stool are going to be represented by the following things. And one is going to be nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
One leg is medication.
Mm-hmm.
And one leg is hydration.
Mm-hmm. Very
so,
true.
So nutrition, medication, hydration. And on that three-legged stool, if one of those legs on the stool physically...
it's going to fall.
The whole thing falls apart eventually.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have the ability to stand on its just two legs.
Right.
I mean, that takes extra strength of the body that's using it. So think about those three things. All of them are very important. And if one of them is off, you can pretty much bet that the other two are going to follow.
What? And you know what? That applies to everyone, no matter what
yeah.
age you are. I mean, think about it.
Yep.
It's very true.
Yep. So in terms of just that reality, you're going, oh, you know, the elixir of life, water. You've heard mm-hmm. me say that before, but it is so true. Water, 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 water. Hydration, keeping things, mm-hmm. you know, lubricated and moving and flushing out and all of that. So water is really important. A lot of people ask me, well, can it be the juice? Can it be the coffee? Can it? Yes. I mean, that's beneficial, mm-hmm. but nothing is as good as water. Put a few drops of, you know, some essential oil or something, or squirt some mm-hmm. lemon in it or whatever to give it a little extra flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But water is it. Don't walk away from the water.
Mm-hmm.
And generally people ask me again, how much should I eat or drink? And I'm like, well, I have three glasses. I always have a sip. No. If you feel thirsty, you need water
mm-hmm.
well
mm-hmm.
before the time of feeling thirsty.
Right.
If you're like, oh, I don't really need any water, drink some water, because then you're hydrated. You want to stay hydrated. So as we have more birthdays, that hydration becomes more critical because it can affect our mental clarity.
And the toxins in our body. It's like as our body has to eliminate, obviously water is a big factor, especially as we get older. We have an article in the newsletter right now talking about how the how seniors will get more constipated just because their body doesn't have the ability to process and eliminate like it used to.
It's slowing down. It's, you know, it's just the way that it is. It's a machine. It's just slowing down. It's not a bad thing. It's just a thing. And so this will go into other areas of our health. But then the second thing I want you to think about is the nutrition. Yes, we're getting calories. Yes, we're, you know, eating something. But really focus on protein. Protein is what's needed to, at a cellular level, to have your cells kind of get rejuvenated.
You know, it's so interesting, Daphne, you say that. I used to not really crave protein very much. I used to eat a lot of fruit and vegetables, you know, maybe some pasta with veggies in it. I wasn't a big protein person. I've gotten more so as I've gotten older.
Interesting. Maybe your body's craving it. You know, you just don't know. And that protein doesn't, it doesn't have to be in the meat form. I mean, it can be in a lot of different forms of how
nuts,
to get that.
Beans, different things like that.
Quinoa, all kinds of things that you can get protein sources. But protein is really key. And then in terms of your carbohydrates, we need carbohydrates. That's what your brain uses to fuel itself. But we need complex and good carbohydrates. Not simple carbohydrates. We need complex. And so when you're talking to your families, you know, have conversation or Google online. What is a complex carbohydrate if you're not aware of that? And you'll be surprised that some of the things you really do like. It's not just stuff that's full of fiber.
Right.
I mean, it's fun foods. So you can think about that in terms of your nutrition. And of course, you already mentioned the vegetables and the fruits and having bright colored foods, bright colored. We want to make sure that you're getting all of vitamins and minerals, and everything is so essential. Talk with your doctor and find out what they think, you know, for your particular body type.
Sure.
Everyone's different.
Well, and I think it's something that some things can be really simply fixed. Like, I know brown rice is a perfect example. Just if you go out for Chinese food, instead of getting white rice or the fried rice, which probably isn't as healthy for you, get some brown
rice.
Have it. And here's the beauty of it. You can put, you know, mixed vegetables in the brown rice, or you can add it up. And a lot of our Chinese restaurants now are actually utilizing brown rice in fried rice. And if you ask for it, sometimes they can do it for you. So certainly there's ways in which we can do it. And I know, like, instead of doing a baked potato, white potato, isn't like a yam or a sweet potato?
Yeah,
that's healthier for you, isn't it? I mean, I'm trying to remember what those all are. But
well, you can certainly explore it. But don't think that you can't have your piece of pie and ice cream, too, though.
True.
I mean, we want to have balance. We want you to be excited about your meals. We want you to be excited about fueling your body. If you can think about food as fuel for your engine, for your machine, and think about, is this going to make me sluggish now, or is it going to give me some extra energy? Because we all know, again, as we have birthdays, that energy level just goes down only because our body's having to work harder than it did when you're 20. It's just logical.
So we are talking again to Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, you are the guru for information. And I know that our listeners, all they have to do is pick up the phone and call you. And you work with families on next steps and the future and how to plan. Tell us a little bit about, you know, again, what do you do for our families here?
Well, this week I've had lots of phone calls from families that are looking into the future. And those are the phone calls that make me so happy.
Yes,
that's a good thing. Because they're being proactive. It's like we're not in crisis right now. Mom and dad are having a little bit of issue with some health issues, or I'm seeing them kind of get a little persnickety with each other, maybe a little cabin fever, maybe somebody's having to provide more care for the other person, and they're getting, I don't want to use the word resentful, but they're just noticing it more. Those are the times to start thinking about, what does this next chapter of life look for my parents? What does this next chapter of life look like for me? And as the person who's having more birthdays, be involved and be in the place that you can make decisions before decisions are made for you. And so I help walk through that process of gathering information. What are my options? What does the lingo of senior living and housing and care mean? I don't even know what those words really mean. I'm a safe place, and all of my people that work with us on our team, we're safe to ask any question. You know, what does it really mean, assisted living? I mean, everybody has a different definition of that. What does memory care mean?
People don't know.
No, they don't know. Or what does long-term care insurance have to do with anything?
And a lot of the lingo that people use in elder care that we just take for granted, and I forget sometimes. I will say something like, oh, it's a CCRC. Yeah. And people will go, huh? So those are things, obviously, that, you know, thank you for being that point, because sometimes I don't even realize I'm saying it. You know, it's one of the things that rolls off your tongue, and you try really hard to, you know, to be that voice.
Right.
But it's so important. And I always say, when I was taking care of my mom, boy, if I would have known then what I know now, I would have done so many things different. And, you know, why didn't I follow up in advance? And why didn't I ask the questions? Was I in denial about my mom? And some of those things, I think, you know, I ask our families right now to just take a look inside yourself. If you have a senior loved one, and, you know, it's so often that I hear people will say, oh, my parents are just fine, quote unquote.
Right.
Good. That's the time to call.
It is. That's why these phone calls have been so joyous for me. And so we act as an information post. I meet with families. We have a conversation. We help discover what highest values are. Mm-hmm. So that's a part of what Pinnacle Senior Placements does. But I want to finish our third leg. Our third leg is the medication piece. Before we run out here, that medication piece is so important also. Mm-hmm. And it's not that we want to push meds. In fact, I'm the exact opposite.
Right.
The fewer the meds, the better. But the consistency of taking them. Yes, mom and dad might be able to fill their Medi-Set, but how many drop to the floor that they don't know about?
Yep.
Or how many times do we not use a Medi-Set, an individual daily little box, and they think that they took something out of the pill bottle, but they didn't?
And then they take it again.
Yes. Or just opening those pill bottles for anybody with arthritis can be really challenging.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of things, not just the actual prescription of medications, but how are they administered? And is that a part of their life? And to be on top of that with your doctor, making sure that one doctor didn't give too much of something else and now they're all a mess.
Right.
So that's the third leg of
our stool. That's the third leg. So everyone, Daphne is going to be back right after this, and we're going to talk about some more.
Sounds good.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.